Okay, good. Here we are. We're gathering. Very nice to see everybody in this configuration. So, what we're going to do this evening is we're going to just look at five poems. So Pama Vajra will read the poem, and then I'll try and help you understand it. Although I don't understand the poems myself. Well, I'll have a go. I know a few things around the poems. And then probably what I'll do is I'll get then Pama Vajra, at least with the shorter ones, to read the poem again. Just so, you know, you often need to hear poems more than once, many more times than once. The first thing to do is apologise to those of you who English isn't your first language, like Dietrich, for instance. Some of these poems are difficult enough in English. They're even more difficult in a second language, but it's the only language I speak. But last time we did a whole evening of Wallace Stevens with lots of, including Indian Order members, and everyone seemed to get something out of it, so I'm hoping that you will. Yeah. So, obviously, like us all, I've been very preoccupied by Bante's death. Preoccupied is not quite the right word. Bante's death is a momentous event in our community, in our life. It's a momentous event in my life, a momentous event in Pama Vajra's life, both individually and collectively. I still don't know how I feel about it. Feelings feel too trivial. I think feelings are generally too trivial when you try to talk about death. I think death is too big to think about. It's something in life that is impossible, almost impossible to approach. So, you know, partly I don't know how I feel because it's death. And of course, it's not just death, it's Bante's death. Somebody asked me recently, oh, how do you feel? And I said, well, I've never looked to have a teacher, with a capital T, before. And I've never had a teacher die before, so I don't know what it's like. Actually, the closest who came to it, a few people said to me, oh, I'm sorry for your loss, which felt completely wrong. And some people said, oh, you were a friend of his. And I want to say, that doesn't quite capture it either. There's no real language for a disciple's feeling for his or her teacher. Reverence can feel too religious sometimes. Devotion is not the point. Friendship is true in some sense, and it's not quite like my other friends by any means. Reverence is the closest word, but reverence is slightly formal as a word. Like I'm always struck just by that word Bante. Sometimes I remember when the Jits were ordained, I was staying for a solitary retreat, and we all walked down the valley, didn't we, together? And all I wanted to do is tell lots of stories that had the word Bante in it. And they'd heard them all the stories before, but I just wanted to say Bante, 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 Bante. And when I first heard that word, I thought it was a nickname. You know, they're called Sangharakshita, and I thought they had this nickname, Bante. And I remember Subhuti having to point out to me that it's not a nickname, it means reverent teacher. But even though it does mean reverent teacher, it comes down to us with a kind of sweetness to it, doesn't it? I used to bump into Bante into the kitchen. He'd say, hello, little stranger. That's what he used to say to me. Hello, little stranger. And I used to go, I was always so pleased to see him. He said, and where have you been? And I said, oh, I don't know. What do you mean? He said, where have you been just now? Upstairs. You know. The first time he asked me that, I thought it was like a Zen test. And where have you come from? And I said, what do you mean? Like, where did I come from originally? Well, you know, he said, where do you come from just now? And I said, from upstairs. You know, I thought it was actually a Zen test. It wasn't. Hello, little stranger. And we used to talk about poetry quite a lot. I remember talking to him about Seamus Heaney, and he said, too many potatoes for my liking. It's actually quite a good gloss on Seamus Heaney. Too many potatoes. Very funny. it was a shame because recently we're going to do a Larkin poem later on, and recently I interviewed Anthony Thwaite, who was a friend of Larkin, just the weekend, I think, before Bantu died. I interviewed Anthony Thwaite and was talking to him about Larkin, and he was, you know, very, I must tell you, sorry, he was very, you know, he said that Larkin was a lovely man, a really, really lovely man. I'm just going to put that for a minute. I remember thinking, I must tell Bantu, Bantu would be really interested, because Bantu very, very much admires Larkin, and I'll talk about that later. I was, really keen to talk to him about that. You know, I was going to say, oh, Bantu, guess what I met? I met somebody who's a friend of Larkin. I remember, so you know how you say, I used to save up stories in my mind thinking I'll talk to him about it. So, you know, Bante's death still is, I mean, the implications of Bante's death will gradually unfold. Structurally, in terms of the movement and order, you know, we're just carrying on, and I think that's quite right. But that doesn't mean to say there hasn't been a humongous loss. Anyway, so because of that, I've been therefore thinking about death, and therefore I thought I'd, it sounds a bit morose, but all of the five poems are different approaches to death, really. And they're all complementary, I think, approaches to death. I'm hoping they're also approaches to spiritual death and spiritual rebirth. Whether I'll find that in them, I don't know. These poetry evenings I've done, they're all very live. I don't necessarily know until I try and do it whether it's going to work. So it might not work, and you might get bored. But we'll see how we go.